The most powerful cyclone to hit the Bay of Bengal in the last 10 years is crossing the coasts of Bangladesh and Myanmar. Strong winds and rainfall caused by the Category 5 storm has forced hundreds of thousands of people to move to safer areas. Nearly a million Rohingya living in refugee camps in Cox's Bazar are in the storm's projected path. Aid agencies say they're preparing for a major emergency response. Tanvir Chowdhury's got more.
Bangladesh has been spared the main wrath of the cyclone Moka. By the time it made landfall here, somewhere around 7:45 GMT to 8 GMT, the wind speed was barely 120 kilometers per hour. And you can still see the wind is still on. It's the peripheral wind and heavy rain. It hit the St. Martin Island. There's some damages. One person was killed there by a falling tree. That's an unconfirmed report by our contact from journalists staying there. There's been some damage on Shahpur Deep nearby. As for the Rohingya camp, we know there's been no major damages. Our contact said few huts were damaged. They're already repairing it. There was no landslide or flood. So they also have been spared from this thrust of this cyclone. Now, the government and the rescue and Red Cross and others are going to assess the damage. It may take a couple of days or even weeks because many of the fishermen live in scattered islands in the coastal areas. A lot of the people who live in the coastal areas are in the shelters. They most likely will lose all their aquaculture, farmland, and other crops. Those are major damage for the poor people living by the coastline. It takes months and years for them to get back on their feet unless they get help from the government and other aid agencies. We yet have to see what are the real damage within next few days or even weeks.